This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Kusu Chuang and Shariat Abdullah. Singapore's GDP, which increased by an annualized 3.8% for the last quarter, higher than the earlier projection of 2%. But as compared to a year ago, the GDP only rose by 1.2%, the slowest pace in almost a decade. And this marked the slowest annual expansion for any quarter since 2009, when GDP shrunk by 1.7% a year earlier. So for more insights into this, let's hear from Lee Joo Yee, economist at Maybank Kim Eng in Singapore. Thanks for joining us, Joo Yee. First quarter Singapore GDP growth figures seem to have been mixed. While the headline number was revised marginally down to 1.2% year on year, the sequential figure was raised to 3.8% on quarter. So what's your take on the GDP numbers? What are you paying particular attention to?
Hi, morning. Thanks for having me on the call. Well, the first quarter GDP numbers for Singapore actually came in below our expectations. So the advanced estimate that came in a month ago showed a 1.3% increase, and that was based on a manufacturing decline of 1.9%. But actual manufacturing that came out in the final GDP was only just 0.5% decline, so it was better than we expected. But it was the services sector that was the real letdown. Services only came in at 1.5% for the first quarter, which is quite a significant downgrade from the advanced estimate at the original 2.1%. It was the trade-related sectors that weighed on growth of services, including wholesale and retail trade, which fell by 1.8%, and transportation and storage, which only grew by 0.8%. And also on the sequential seasonally adjusted numbers, I think we also have to note that the GDP numbers this time around were all rebased to 2015 prices. Previously, they were based on 2010 prices. And we saw that the fourth quarter 2018 numbers saw some adjustment. It was 1.9% previously. It was brought down to 1.3%, and that explains the stronger Q-on-Q numbers that we saw when the data was released in 1Q.
Now, Joo Yee, and now on year, GDP expanded about 1.2%. This is the slowest annual expansion for any quarter since April and till June 2009. Is this a cause of concern?
Well, the slowdown is a concern for us. We are cautious that the weakness will continue into the second quarter. The external outlook for Singapore is deteriorating. And given that Singapore is a very open economy reliant on trade, we think that the escalation of the U.S.-China trade conflict is dampening the outlook. Manufacturing in Singapore, which accounts for 20% of GDP, has already been hit, declining for the first time in 3 years. And we also think that now the trade war is broadening to a technology war. U.S. has been toughening its stance against Chinese firms such as Huawei, and this would mean that the disruption to the tech supply chain will likely intensify. This will also mean that the recovery of the electronic cycle that we have been hoping for the second half of the year would likely be delayed, and Singapore will be impacted as well because it's heavily plugged into the electronic supply chain. Our concern is also that when you have weakness in the externally oriented sectors like trade, it would tend to spread to the domestically oriented sectors as well. Labor market tends to lag GDP growth by around 2 to 3 quarters. And this may dampen consumer sentiments, which would affect some of your domestic services sectors like retail sales, property transactions, etc.
Joo Yee, with this latest number of GDP and the fact that you say this is a reflection of where trade tensions are, is there a broader macro concern for the rest of the region, especially, say, Malaysia, which is another quite open, very trade-dependent nation?
We do see that the weakness is not just for Singapore. As you mentioned, countries like Malaysia and even Thailand, which also released their GDP numbers not long ago, also saw some slowdown. And it's mostly due to the exports of goods and services. And it's not just exports of goods that's being hit. We also think that tourism is another sector that's vulnerable for ASEAN. We have highlighted that visitor arrivals have been slowing in most ASEAN countries. And in Singapore, that's also the case. Visitor arrivals only grew by 1% in the first quarter compared to the 2.4% in the fourth quarter. And this was not just because of the slowdown in Chinese visitors. I think Chinese visitors across ASEAN have been coming down. And Chinese visitors account for quite a substantial share of total visitors for ASEAN. But it's also the regional intra-ASEAN tourism. For instance, Indonesia is one of the biggest source of tourists for Singapore. And I think given the weakening economy around the region as well, and tourism, outbound tourism is still a leisure, is still a luxury good for most people. And we have seen some of the tourism numbers, not just for Singapore, but also for Thailand, coming to a slowdown as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Joo Yee. So that was Lee Joo Yee, economist at Maybank Kim Eng. We'll be right back with more local news for you after this, so be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.